So we thank God for that. So I read Mark 11. The Lord has kind of kept us in the scripture. Mark 11, 22 to 26. And then I read also Hebrews. You can put your marker there. And then Hebrews 11, verse 1 to 3. And then we jump to verse 6. Amen. So I just want to speak on the subject of faith. Tonight, praise the Lord. Amen. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Now, this is a special kind of faith the Lord is talking about. It's not just faith for healing, amen, but it's faith to speak the word of God, amen, which is promised only to the bride in this last day. Third pool, faith, amen, spoken word. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Verse 25 and verse 26. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Very important. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Amen. Amen. Then Hebrews 11, verse 1 to 3. And then I'll jump to verse 6. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. There's nothing. Amen. But God just spoke faith. Amen. But without faith, it is impossible, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God, to please him. For he that cometh to God, amen, must believe that he is, not he was, not he will be, and he is the Word. Amen. Must believe that he is, and he's not just the written word, but the manifested word. Amen. Amen. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. May the Lord bless the reading of the Holy Scriptures. You may be seated. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you for coming over for tonight's service. Wednesday service, amen, and which I believe is a blessed service. Amen. Wednesday, amen. Now, my title is Faith as a Substance. Amen. We just want to speak on faith, and the Bible talks of rapturing faith, the prophet. Amen. I'm searching through the Bibles where there was anywhere that, you know, talked about rapturing faith, but the prophet, by inspiration, he said rapturing faith, rapturing grace, which is a special kind of faith for the bride of Christ. Amen. But I just want to speak in a certain way, maybe build into something else. Amen. You never know what the Lord has in store for us ahead there. But I just want to say a few things here, simple things that you already know, but put emphasis on it. Now, verse 25 and verse 26. Okay, verse 24. Let me start from verse 24. He said, therefore I say unto you, okay, what things soever you desire, when you pray, like we always do, we all have desires. We all pray. Amen. Amen. But when we pray, how many of us get results? Do we even sit back and ask God, as this that I've prayed for, where is it? Why is it not coming? You see, we are sons and daughters of the living God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So whatsoever things, this is the word of God spoken by the Lord himself. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
Yes.
Amen. There's no uncertainty about that. It is a certain sound.
Amen.
And when you stand praying, very important, you forgive. Amen. If you have hold against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. If you have hold against anybody, amen. When you stand praying, forgive. In other words, your Father who has forgiven you demands that you should not have hold against anybody. Amen. Amen. So it's a condition for this faith. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Amen. So Christ, while speaking on this subject of faith, and remember, this faith he was talking about was if you believe and whatsoever you say will come to pass. So he gave you that promise,
amen.
A sure promise,
amen.
From God.
Amen.
And God does not lie.
Amen.
Amen. So he says, now when you pray, you forgive. So he emphasized so strongly on forgiveness.
Amen.
Amen. Now we know Malachi 4, the Lord told him, be more sincere than you have.
Yes.
Amen. In order for this to be to come into effect. So the third pull demands forgiveness.
Amen.
Amen. So he placed forgiveness as a major condition for faith.
Amen.
Amen. Faith, if you desire anything, anything. Now he said, be you therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Amen.
Amen. So we are not like Luther, Wesley, and that was in part. Amen.
Amen.
But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part is done away with.
Amen.
Amen. So the whole thing changes. That's why in the time of Luther, God accepted him the way he was. And in the time of Wesley, he accepted him the way he was. And Pentecostal, he accepted them the way they were. But not the bride. It demands perfection.
Amen.
Amen. So it's looking for sons and daughters. Amen. Why? Because he wants to entrust you with his word.
Amen.
Creative power. You see? So you have to be like him.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if he demands that you be like him, then he has to make a way for you to be like him. And he has already made a way for us to be like him. Praise the Lord. So, forgiveness, a condition for this faith. Amen. Therefore, we have got to forgive. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we won't go any further until we forgive your brother and your sister. Regardless of what he has done to you or what she has done to you. Amen. If you want to receive anything from God in this hour, you have got to take God at his word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I feel like I'm speaking to real believers tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. Amen. So the Lord also emphasized in Matthew chapter 5, about forgiveness, say, you have heard that it was said by them of old, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. You see that? Now that was in old, but he came to magnify it. And the prophet made it more clear. He said, you don't have to pick a knife to knife your brother or your sister, just destroy his influence. You've killed him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, my. So he made it more plainer. You don't have to hold a knife and run after somebody. Amen. So he's talking to you believers. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we have got to be very, very careful of what we do to one another, especially in this hour. Amen. Because we don't want to block God's blessings. We don't want to block God's purpose. Amen. For you. Amen. And for his children. Now remember, we are a body. One body. I want to believe as the pastor that all of us are the bride of Christ. I want to believe that. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why I'm not going to dig out what Brother Eric did, what Brother William did, what Brother Sister so-and-so did. That's none of my business. Praise the Lord. The little I know about your negatives, the safer I am. The better I am. Praise the Lord. Amen. My business is to believe that you are a son of God, and you are a daughter of God. You are my brother, and you are my sister. That's my business. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If God, by his grace, maybe reveals to me something about you, then he knows I'm going to pray for you. That's the purpose for him revealing it to me. Praise the Lord. But if you come and tell me something negative about somebody else, what is your objective? What do you want to attain? What do you want to achieve? Amen. What's the spirit behind that? Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So he said, you have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. Think on that. Angry without a cause. This is the word of God now. We are faced with this. Praise the Lord. Amen. Shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka. Raka is an Aramaic word that was used in the time of Christ. It means empty, senseless, empty-headed man. A term of reproach used among the Jews in the time of Christ. Useless person. You see, praise the Lord, God created that man, that woman, in his image. Think on it now, praise the Lord. And he died for that person. So he said, whosoever shall say to his brother Raka shall be in danger of the council. Amen. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, And there rememberest that thy brother has hought against thee. Not you having hought against thy brother. You see that? But this time thy brother has hought against thee. So it is two ways. It is you and also the other side. Praise the Lord. Leave thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. My. Now, this is a real tough one. Praise the Lord. Now he's talking about brothers. He's not talking about unbelievers. He's talking about brothers. Now think on us here as a church. Amen. We have taken the Lord's table together, washed our feet together, partaken of the word of God from this same pulpit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Narrow it down here. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's talking about your brother and sisters. You are included in there. So if thou rememberest that thy brother has hought against thee because of something you have done. Amen. Leave your gift on the altar. In other words, your praises, your worship, your hallelujahs. Leave it there. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift, and thy gift shall be received by fire. Yes. Amen. Yes. Because let every offering be made by fire. Yes. Everything. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. God wants to bless his church. Yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes. Amen. So it's talking about brother. It's talking about sister. It's not talking about unbeliever. So don't be confused here and start running everywhere. Praise the Lord. If you ever have to disagree with somebody, it should be on the basis of the word of God. That is not you disagreeing with somebody, or you is offended at the word. Have you gotten that? Praise the Lord. So it should be on the basis of the word. Amen. So if you're staying on the word, amen, and somebody has hurt against you, you are free. Is that clear? Praise the Lord. You are free. You don't have to run around. Amen. Because it's the word of God. You have nothing to do with it. It is the word. Praise the Lord. So you've got to separate that. I hope that is very, very clear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So forgiveness of sins, amen, of brotherhood, of brothers and sisters, the condition for faith. Amen. But if you don't forgive, your faith is paralyzed. Your heart is condemned. Amen. Amen. So it's important that you stop a little bit. Amen. Amen. And take an inventory of your own life, of your own behavior, especially at this hour we want to be right. The prophet said, if you cannot have faith for healing, how are we going to have faith for rapture? You see that? Amen. The faith that we are called to have is a higher form of faith. It's a faith to change this body. Amen. That will change you in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. Just in a moment like that, you are changed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you have got to do this, church. Amen. I know we have spoken about this over and over, but I pray that may the Holy Spirit anoint you, your faith, amen, for you to take a step, amen, so that everything is under the blood, your life. You have nothing against anybody. Nobody has anything against you. Amen. Why is it so hard, amen, for me to go to Paul and say, Brother Paul, forgive me, please. I did you this, I did you this, I did you this. What is so hard there? Will it make me smaller? It won't. Praise the Lord. On the other hand, it will draw us more close. It will make me more sincere and more honest. But the devil, because he wants to deprive us, you see, he brings all these things, amen, and creates and puts the unforgiving spirit. Brother so-and-so did me so-and-so. Amen. I can never forgive him. I can never. Right there, you are stopped. You are blocked. You block yourself right there. You will never have anything from God. Impossible. It is not even about the brother. It's about you. Amen. It's not about the brother or the sister you are talking about. It's about you. Amen. He has done you wrong. Sure, he has done you wrong. Amen. Amen. You can give all the evidences and everything. Praise the Lord. Amen. But it is time for us to get to the word. In other words, let's come home. We are the bride. We are God's children. Amen. We have a promise hanging out there. Amen. We have got to approach that promise on the basis of God's word. Not on what we think, praise the Lord, but on what God said and what God demands of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time for us to throw hypocrisy out the window. Amen. And for us to be real, true sons and daughters of the living God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's the first step towards this faith. Now God has done his part. Amen. He sent us a prophet in our time. He revealed the entire word. He restored back the faith. Now say amen, somebody. Restored it back. The faith that was lost. Amen. That was redeemed back by the Lord himself on the cross. Amen. It took God to come down, to take on flesh, to shed his blood, to redeem that faith back to you. Amen. And then at the end of the day, the end of the ages, he sent Malachi 4 to restore that faith back. Amen. And he demands, and now it's the word revealed, and now he demands us to forgive in order to receive of God, in order to speak the word in this hour for our needs. Praise the Lord. Us holy ones. Praise God. Amen. It's time for us to know the devil's tricks. The Bible says we are not ignorant of the devil's devices. He comes to steal and to kill. And he's the father of all lies. Praise the Lord. That is his job. When you see confusion in his church, no, that's the devil. Don't look at the brother. No, that is the devil. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't look at the sister. That is the devil operating through that channel, through that agent. Praise the Lord. So we don't want to be the devil's agent. We want to be a channel of the Holy Spirit, channel of communication for inspiration. Amen. To bring forth the spoken word in this last day, as promised in the word of God. That's our promise. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise God. So don't be an agent of the devil, to be used of the enemy, that he can take your senses and operate through your senses, amen, to project his plans and his ideas. And his idea is to destroy God's people and God's work, amen, to divide the church, to kill the children of God, amen. That is the devil's duty. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. You love him, don't you? Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen, Brother George. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. So I say your disagreement should be on the basis of the word of God. Amen. And if we just take everything we do, amen, as spoken by Malachi, for remember this, praise the Lord. Amen. Let me put it this way. If, God forbid, praise the Lord. This is just an example, correct? Praise the Lord. This brother Eric, this brother William, okay? Let me just bring examples. If Eric has done something to brother William, William is so hard, and William has done something to brother Eric. Eric is so hard, and then they're accusing one another. Praise the Lord. You can never solve that problem. Impossible. Because it's him against him, him against him. Praise the Lord. The only way to solve that problem is for him to drop it, for him to drop it, and take the word of God and say, let's move on. And forget it there. Praise the Lord. And say, we are brothers. We are sisters. Let's move on. Let's serve God. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the only way. Praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there's a warning that Paul gave here in Romans 16, 17 to 18. Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say, now I beseech you. I beseech you means I'm really pleading with you. Amen. Brethren, mark them which cause divisions. In other words, mark them that cause confusion among you. Praise the Lord. That speak here, speak there, speak there, speak there. Praise God. Amen. You mark them that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. There you are. Praise the Lord. Glory. Praise God. Now the doctrine we have here is for you to forgive. Is that right? Which is the basic foundation of Christianity, forgiveness. We stand on that. That's the doctrine which you have learned. We don't preach hatred here. We don't preach rumor mongering here. We don't preach backbiting here. We don't preach backstabbing here. No, we don't. We preach the love of God coming from the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the word of God, which is sufficient for all of us. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So I say, mark those ones there. Praise the Lord. Amen. And avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good works and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. You see that? Simple-minded, simple who cannot take the word of God. You see? But the Bible says, be strong. After having stood, stand therefore. Hold the word of God. Be able to discern that this is God and this is not God. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Guard your soul. Amen, my brother. Guard that soul. That soul is so precious. Pray, guard that soul, sister. Amen. That's where the devil is targeting. Amen. Amen. He will work through your senses. Amen. Through the five senses, seeing this, hearing this. Amen. Then he begins to operate through those senses. Then he goes into the spiritual realm. But where is the target? Your soul. That's where he's targeting. Because the throne is right there. God wants to sit there. The devil wants to sit there too. Amen. So once the devil sits there, he has got you. He can now drive you this way, this way, this way, this way. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you are a son of God, you're a daughter of God, ordained of God from before the foundation of the world. Amen. And there's a prophecy over you against that devil. Touch not that soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's why you come to church here. Amen. To get the sword of the word, to chop those demons into ribbons and go free and worship God and serve God. Glory be to God. Oh my, I feel good, eh? Praise the name of the Lord. You're a son of God. God loves you. Amen. Think of that love that he came down all the way from glory to die for you, to redeem all that was lost, to bring it back to you. Amen. To call us sons and daughters of the living God. My, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that's the first step, amen, towards this faith, is to forgive one another. Amen. If you don't, you're wasting time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, my. You love the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Glory. Praise the Lord. My. Praise God. Amen. I want to read a scripture here. I read from the Amplified Version, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Amen. I read from verse 6 to verse 24. I read from Amplified. You can go back home and read from, I know most of you don't have the Amplified. You can write it down, so, and then you read it, amen, at your own time. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Verse 6, say, it is a fair decision since, I got the wrong scripture chapter here. Chapter 5 from verse 6. Amen. Says, accordingly then, let us not sleep as the rest do. Amen. Spiritually now. But let us keep wide awake, alert, watchful, cautious, and on our guard. And let us be sober, calm, collected, circumspect. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk, get drunk at night. But we belong to the day, praise the Lord. Amen. Therefore, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath. Amen. He did not select us to condemn us, but that we might obtain his salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are still alive or are dead, at Christ's appearing, we might live together with him and share his life. Therefore, encourage, in other words, admonish, exhort, amen, one another. This is very important. Amen. Therefore, you encourage one another. Exhort, admonish one another. Exhort one another and edify one another. In other words, strengthen and build up one another, amen, just as you are doing. Now also we beseech you, brethren, get to know those who labor among you. Okay, then it goes to those who labor among you. Amen. Okay, let me read it still, the word. Now also we beseech you, brethren, get to know those who labor among you. Recognize them for what they are. Acknowledge and appreciate and respect them all. Your leaders who are over you in the Lord And those who warn and kindly reprove and exhort you like we are doing now.
Yes,
praise the Lord.
Amen.
And hold them in very high and most affectionate esteem. Yes, amen. In appreciation of their work. And then be at peace among yourself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And we earnestly beseech you, brethren, admonish, warn, and seriously advise those who are out of line, the loafers, the disorderly, the unruly, encourage the timid and faint-hearted. Help and give your support to the weak souls. And be very patient with everybody, always keeping your temper. Amen. Can we say amen now to the word? Praise the Lord. Amen. So that none of you repays another with evil for evil, but always aim to show kindness and seek to do good to one another and to everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continuously. In other words, always. Amen. Be unceasing in prayer, praying perseveringly. Amen. Thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Can we say amen now? Amen. This way it becomes very tough. No matter what the circumstances, good or bad. Amen. Be totally yielded to God. Speak like Dina said, he's the driver of your soul. He's on the steering wheel. He's steering your life. Amen. I will never leave you astray. He will never lead you astray. Amen. He will never lead you to a shipwreck or to an accident. No, he's taking you to glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. My. Thank God in everything. Now, that's tough. You mean the negative as you thank? Oh, yeah. You are a child of God. You thank God in everything. Amen. Now, it takes you to be really inclined to his word. It takes you to be so much in love with him.
Amen.
Amen. To know that his child is your father. And you are safe in his hands. Amen. Your future is the one who determines. Amen. He's the one who orders your footsteps. You don't know what. Let me tell you a story. A testimony here the other day. Amen. I was coming to visit. I was Sister Esther here and Brother James. Amen. And we were driving. I was with Sister Sarah. Amen. And then just when we were about to arrive, there was a neighbor, somebody. I had not seen her. And there were children, small children like this. And then all of a sudden, I stopped. Amen. To make a call somehow. Now, when I stopped, immediately I stopped, a child was right in front of the car. I didn't see that child running, coming from this side. Amen. I was sitting on the steering wheel. Sister Sarah was like this. And then on my left, a little child came running, but we didn't see him. We saw him right when he was in front. And then the mother now came, was hitting her chest, holding her head, screaming. Now, if I had not stopped, just that split second, I would have knocked that child. Now, who told me to stop? Yeah, just think on the grace of God. Who told me to stop? Amen. It can only be the angel of God. Amen. That just put a thought in my head. Stop the car and then just stop the car. And there it was. And the mother was just shaking. She came and said, forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I knew, of course, it was the devil and laid a trap. But God had seen that trap. You see? Amen. So commit everything into his hands. He even told you, he said, how much of you will add a stature to your height by worrying? He said, look at the sparrows. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord keeps them. Amen. How about you? How much more is he able to keep you? To provide for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is, if we can only understand the love of God, Brother Paul, for us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brothers, sisters. Amen. If we can only understand how much God loves us, and then we learn to surrender to his will. Amen. Then this faith can go into operation. Praise the Lord. I was reading a testimony. I was reading the prophet, listening to a message this morning, where the prophet was talking about a certain man. Amen. And he got married, and they were very poor. Amen. And they worked for years during the depression. He was doing hard labor, but he was saving money to buy a house. Praise God. Amen. So he worked. He started paying slowly, slowly, slowly. So they bought that house. And when they bought that house, and then a certain man came, a preacher, of course. Now, I'm not putting myself in that preacher. I'm just bringing what the prophet said. Understand me, okay? Pray. I'm not talking about this, you know? Okay, about myself, rather. So that preacher came. He came to preach at a certain place. So the Lord told this brother, he said, give your house to that man. It's called Sultan, something like that. Now that's tough. He has worked all through his life, amen, to earn this, and he got it. Now the Lord is telling me, you give this to that man. Why? So he went to his wife. He said, dear, the Lord has told me to give this house to that preacher. The wife said, okay, that's fine. So they gave the house. They called the man. The man said, I can't take that house. But they said, the Lord told me to give it to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's one of those messages there the prophet was talking about. And the brother now had to accept. And when he accepted, this brother and his wife had no home. Amen. So they went back to toiling again. And then while they were working, then a certain lady found him working and told him, he said, I have a garage. You come and stay in my garage. So he went and started staying there. So after some time, then that same lady was a millionaire. He didn't know that. So she came to him and said, the Lord has told me to give you $10,000. That was in the 50s. $10,000 to start a business. So the brother said, I've never done a business before. This money is too much for me. I don't want this. I don't want it in my hands. Praise the Lord. But the lady said, the Lord has told me to give you this money. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So he accepted it. Amen. So when he accepted it, he didn't know what to do with the money. Amen. So then at some point, he saw a certain house which was for sale. So he bought that house. They renovated it. He sold it at twice the amount he bought it. And that was how it started. So he became a multimillionaire. And the prophet says his address is so and so. Amen. If you want him, you write to him. He will give you his testimony. Just think of the simplicity of God. That God still lives. Praise the Lord. Amen. We can serve God so much, brothers and sisters. Amen. That God can tell you that sister so-and-so has no food. Take food there. Brother so, that's the gospel. That's the Bible. We are the body of Christ. The Bible says if one part of the body is suffering, the whole body suffers. Isn't that scripture? You see? But we should be in a position, in a certain place. And that's why forgiveness of one another is very important. We should be so much in love with one another. Amen. Don't measure on the negatives. You focus on the positive. Praise the Lord. Don't destroy, but build up. Blessed be the name of the living God. Praise the Lord. Oh, my. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Then he continues here. He says, abstain from evil, shrink from it, and keep aloof from it in whatever form or whatever kind it may be. And may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through. Separate you from the profane things. Make you pure and holy, consecrated to God. That's what to sanctify you mean. And may your spirit and your soul and your body be preserved, amen, blameless, sound, and complete, amen, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why, faithful is he who has called you, amen, to himself, and utterly trustworthy, and he will also do it, fulfill his call for hallowing and keeping you. My, praise the Lord. Amen. What a scripture. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So why are we saying this? Or rather, why is the Holy Spirit putting emphasis on this? Amen. There's this quote here. I read it the other time. I mean, I'll read it again. Say, faith is based on forgiveness then. And then we say this morning, trying to get the church into the place to where we could really see apostolic times moving among us. That is what we all hunger for. We all thirst for that. Amen. And it is laying right at the door. It's right here with us. Amen. We see it, but we want to see more of it. We want it such a flow that it will be a help to us and flow out to others. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the living God. My. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. And he said there has got to be a great church full of faith. Amen. In these last days. If you haven't got faith enough to believe for your sick body, how are you going to have faith enough for the rapture? You see that? Amen. So God sends these gifts, amen, he said, to stimulate our faith, to bring out faith, to prove what faith is. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, the scripture says faith is a substance. Amen. We have these five senses. We know these. Amen. Taste, feel, see, hear, and smell. Amen. To contact one another, to contact our surroundings. These are all senses. But they said, faith is another sense. But listen to what the Bible says. It's the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It operates at another dimension. We have these five senses here. Taste, feel, see, hear, and smell. Amen. But there are things you hoped for that these five senses cannot get in touch, cannot bring it to you. You see that? Cannot come in contact with. But you hope for that. Praise the Lord. There are things you long, but you can't see it. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's no sense, amen, in the natural sense, amen, that's what you hoped for. It cannot bring it to you. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. But faith that you have, and the Bible says faith is now. Yes, faith is here. Yes. Faith is today. Yes. Faith is not coming. Yes. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. Yes. Amen. Yes. You don't see it, but faith brings it there. Yes. Glory be to God. Yes. Amen. Yes. Praise God. The evidence of things not seen. Your eyes can't see it. You can't taste it because it's not there. Amen. Your physical senses, amen, cannot get in contact with it. But something in you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But faith is the substance of that thing being there. Say amen to hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's what faith is. Amen. Now, if you begin to talk about the rupturing faith, then you start answering, you start, you know, realizing what we are talking about. Amen. So it's a substance, like when you are sick, correct? Amen. Your senses tells you, the five senses tells you are sick, correct? Amen. Your eyes, you see the evidence of your sickness, you see? But in you are a believer, amen? You are a believer because the word of God says, by my stripes, you were healed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, the sense of test will not bring your healing to you. The sense of feeling, seeing, because what you see is all your sickness. You see that? Amen. But faith, amen, becomes the evidence of your healing. Amen. The evidence of things not yet seen. The substance of things that you hoped for. Amen. And it comes by the word of God. Amen. God puts it there because you are a child of God. Praise you, all of you have that sixth sense. Amen. I've always wondered why Brother Coleman would pray, say, Lord, anoint our faith. Glory be to God. Anoint it because God put it there. Because you are a son, you are a daughter. He put that sixth sense in you. Praise the Lord. Maybe it is clouded. The word of God anoints it. That's why it says seven thunders gives you faith. Seven thunders is the word of God. It's the voice of God from under the seventh seal. Amen. It gives you rupturing faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And it says rupturing faith lays in the depths. Hallelujah. It's right here with us, church. Praise God. Glory be to God. Amen, amen, amen. No wonder Brother Ron said, if you can't have faith for healing, how are you going to have faith for the rapture? You see that? Amen. And he promised us rapturing faith. Amen. All of them, amen, all those warriors of faith, amen, all the way from Abel. Amen. But the Bible says we have some better things. Amen. What is that better thing? Rupturing faith to bring them up. A special kind of faith. But they live by faith. Amen. Abel by faith. Abraham by faith. Sarah by faith. Amen. All of them by faith, by faith, by Gideon by faith. Elijah by faith. Glory to God. Amen. And the bride by rupturing faith. But it cometh by hearing the word of God. Glory be to God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Therefore, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So may God give us the real word. Amen. To give us rupturing faith. Faith that will change the body. That's what we are called to have in this hour. Praise the Lord. Amen, but we have to start from some place. Yes. Glory be to God. Yes. Amen, and then we grow up. Yes. Amen, blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes. Amen, let me wind down and say, praise the Lord. It's already 8 something, praise God. You love the Lord. Yes. Amen, praise God. Yes. Amen. So when you forgive, it's not for naught. Yes. Amen, the Bible says, for God's sake, for the sake of his word, forgive. For Christ's sake. Christ is the anointed word. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. As for me, church, amen. Yeah. I'm going to forgive whoever has done anything to me. Yeah. Doesn't matter what. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. But I will stay with the word of God. Yeah. Correct? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. With the word, there's no compromise. Yeah. Praise the Lord. But if you do anything to me, I forgive. Call me all kinds of names, I still forgive. Praise the Lord. Amen. I have no hurt against anybody. I will never allow anything. Amen. Praise the Lord. To allow my heart to be defiled. God revealed that to me years ago. Amen. He said, if you have bitterness in your heart, the Holy Spirit will never dwell in there. It's done. That's it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the time has come for you to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. My. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Praise the Lord. Amen. Brothers, this is the word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are faced with this, and we are not going to run away with it. So he has put us like in a corner. Amen. To see who will back up from the word or who will take it. Who will say, Lord, forgive my sin. Amen. Forgive my unbelief. I'm sorry. Where we can go to our brother, our sister, and say, forgive me, my brother, forgive me, my sister. Amen. You see now why the Lord has been rotating us around the scripture? Praise the Lord. It's hard to get away from it. Amen. Why? He wants to do something for you. Because we are going nowhere. Nowhere if we don't have forgiveness. Amen. And Brother Coleman made it very clear, amen, picking from Brother Branham, that forgiveness is a condition, is the virtue for this age. Amen. That's what he gave it to us. A virtue for this age. Brotherly kindness. Forgiveness of sins. And that's what will keep the inspiration alive. Keep the message alive. Keep the church alive. Keep you alive. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let me wind up with another thought here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Small things, but this has been good to me. To me, I think this is what we need. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is what I need myself. God help me. Amen. And I try to preach what I do. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now the Bible talks of the spirit of life and the spirit, the law of the spirit of life and the law of the spirit of sin and death. Amen. Now everything is governed by law, mostly like the gravity, the law of gravitation. Amen. That when you jump up, you come down. There's a law that governs it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And yet a bird flies up. It's not controlled by the law of gravitation. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's a law in that bird that defies the law of gravitation. As long as it's alive, it still flies. When it dies, then it comes down. Blessed be the same with the fish that swims in the ocean and things like that. Amen. Now the Bible speaks about the law of sin and death, and then the law of the spirit of life. And then Brother Branham said, Satan operates through the law of sin and death. And then Christ operates through the law of the spirit of life. Amen. So in Genesis, in the book of Genesis, Adam, the law that was operating was the law of the spirit of life. Amen. That was operating in Adam. But when Adam doubted the word of God, then the law of sin and death kicked in. Because if thou shalt do this, thou shalt die. You see it? Amen. It kicked in right there. Praise. Then you see, and it's the same word that we believe today. Praise the Lord. Amen. So if we believe the word of God, brother, if we have heard the word of God, let's stay with it. Let's take this. Amen. Let's begin to understand what the message really is. Amen. And why God sent it in these last days. Amen. And the price that will be paid for rejecting it. Amen. Because that's God's provided way for his people. Amen. So, in the Garden of Eden, it was the law of the spirit of life that was in operation. Amen. Through Christ, the Holy Spirit. Amen. And he had dominion over everything. There was no death. There was nothing else. But when he disbelieved the word of God, just one word, amen, then the law of sin and death kicked in. You see that? And Satan began to operate through that law. Correct? That was when now Cain came in. Cain was a product of Satan. Praise the Lord. It was a product of disobedience to the word of God. Can you say amen now? Praise the Lord. Amen. So it brought forth a Cain, amen, that the Satan now begins to operate through that law of sin and death. Now when Cain came in, the next thing that came forth was death. Amen. Physically. But spiritually they were done. He killed his brother Abel. Praise the Lord. Why? There was a law in operation. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it went through, but then the Bible says Christ by his death on the cross redeemed what Adam lost in the Garden of Eden. He redeemed that for you. You see, in the Old Testament, it was the law of righteousness. It was a literal law. You see that? But the Bible says they could not attain righteousness because it was not mixed with faith. They didn't have faith in it. It was literal law. It could not help them. But now here on this side is the law of the Spirit. In other words, the Spirit comes into you. Then say, I write my laws into you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. So in Romans 8, verse 1 to 2, it says, There is therefore now, listen closely. Amen. Are we ready?
Yes,
are we ready?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What right do I have to condemn my brother? Hey, praise the Lord. Where do I get my authority to condemn my sister and judge my brother and my sister? Yeah. Oh, brother, this is it. Praise the Lord. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Here you are, there you are, brother. Praise the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Glory. Glory be to God. Amen. And to know that you're walking after the Spirit, you obey the word of God, because the Spirit feeds on the word. Not on imagination, not on ideas, but on thus saith the Lord. Because faith comes by hearing the word of God. There you are. Glory be to God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And brother, we are breaking into rapturing faith one of these days. Glory be to God. God is going to do it. Amen. We are breaking into a realm of the supernatural. Amen. Where we can speak the word of God. Amen. That's why he's tying the loose ends. There'll be no loose feathers on this bride, brother. Amen. Every word will be word upon word upon word upon word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now listen. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. In other words, Satan cannot operate through you. He's powerless. Because the law that is operating in you is a law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Only life can operate through you. Only love can operate through you. Peace, forgiveness, brotherly love, virtue, power. Hallelujah. Amen. Temperance, praise the Lord. Patience, goodness, brotherly kindness. Hey, praise the Lord. glory, and Christ begins to operate, amen, by the love, spirit of life, amen, in Christ Jesus, then who can condemn you of sin? There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ. You are free. What you only need is your faith to be anointed by the word of God, and you catch faith, and you rise up, and you claim your promise. Amen. God said so. God said so. God said so. And the law will be activated. By my stripes, you are healed. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the living God. Then watch your healing come. Right there, the devil can't stop it. It will defy the law of sickness. Like a bird defies the law of gravitation, because there's another law in that bird. You will defy the law of sin and death, because there's another law in you, the law of life. Amen. Of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. My faith, brother. Glory be to God. Amen. And if you know you're a son of God, you forgive. Amen. You're living a higher life. Praise the Lord. You are not defiled by the devil. Is a liar and is the father of all lies. All lies comes from the devil. Amen. The devil is a murderer from the beginning. Amen. All killer, all those spirits come from the devil. Amen. But you, brother, being a son of God, amen, so the devil cannot operate, amen, through you. You are free. Free and free and free. Glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen to Malachi 4 here. Oh my. He said, now Satan by the laws of sin and death makes everything that sin and death both operate. Correct? He sends like cancer. The men recognize it. They receive it. Say, Satan sends hatches. We recognize it and receive it. And if Satan, by his power, can make his laws work in man, how much more would God, with his power, make his laws work in man? The spirit and the bride say, come. We got to get to that place, brother. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. If Satan can make his laws be sure and ask for to recognize it, and we see that this is hatred, this is bitterness, amen, this is sickness, this is cancer, this is artists, that is Satan operating, amen, through the law of sin and death to bring forth those things, amen, and is seen by all about the Holy Ghost, amen, operating through the law of the Spirit of life in his bride, amen. What is the result? Power, glory, virtue, healing, deliverances, love, joy, peace. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Power, brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory. If Satan can make his laws be sure and us recognize it, how much more hold God to his children? Amen. To make his laws be recognized among his people of divine healing, revelations, powers, gifts, manifestation of the Spirit. The law of sin and death works in the people. And the law of liberty of Christ has come unto us to set us free from those things. No wonder the Bible said, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Hallelujah. In these last days. Oh, praise the name of the living God. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that was the law of the Spirit being operated in the Garden of Eden through Adam, but Christ redeemed it back to us, like I say. Amen. And Malachi 4 has restored it back to us. So here we are today. We are claiming it back. We are saying, Satan, give it back. Amen. It's ours. It belongs to us. The church has to rise in power. Amen. The power of this church will rise. The power of the church, the Tororo, the power there will rise up. Mbale will rise up. Dar es Salaam, rise up. Mombasa, rise up. Amen. Yeri, rise up. Amen. Brother Monique, rise up. Power. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. God will do the rest. Praise the Lord. Oh, my. No wonder the prophet screamed, I say, God wants the church to love him. God bless you. I'm finished.
I believe.